سورة سبأ شيبا Themes of the Surah The manifestation of Allah's power and ability to change the conditions and states of people and the condition of human mankind between gratitude and ingratitude.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
Explanation. Verse number 1. All praise belongs to Allah, to whom belongs everything that is in the heavens and everything that is on earth, by way of being His creation, in His ownership and under His control. And for Him is all praise in the hereafter. He is the wise in His creation and management, and the knower of the conditions of His servants. Nothing is hidden from Him.
يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور.
Verse number 2. He knows everything that enters the earth, i.e., water, seeds, and minerals. He knows whatever comes out of it, i.e., plants, etc. He knows whatever descends from the heavens, i.e., rain, angels, and sustenance. And He knows whatever ascends to the heavens, i.e., angels, the deeds of His servants and their souls. He is merciful to His believing servants, and forgiving of the sins of whoever repents to Him.
وقال الذين كفروا لا تأتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين.
Verse number 3. Those who disbelieved in Allah said, "The hour will never come to us." O Messenger, say to them, "No, by Allah, the very hour that you reject will definitely come to you, but its time is only known to Allah. He, may He be glorified, is the knower of whatever is hidden, such as the hour. Even the equivalent of the smallest ant is not hidden from His knowledge, nor anything smaller than that, in the heavens or on earth or larger, except that is recorded in a clear book, which is the preserved tablet, in which everything that is to happen until the day of judgment is recorded."
ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Verse number 4. Allah has recorded everything He has in the preserved tablet, so that He may requite those who have faith in Him and do good deeds. They will receive forgiveness from Allah for their sins. He will not take them to account for them, and they will receive generous sustenance on the Day of Judgment, which is His paradise.
وَالَّذِينَ سَعَوْا فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِّن رِّجْزٍ أَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 5. As for those who strove to falsify all the verses Allah revealed, and said regarding them, "It is sorcery," and said regarding My Messenger, "He's a fortune teller, a sorcerer, and a poet," they will receive the worst and severest punishment on the Day of Judgment.
ويرى الذين أوتوا العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد.
Verse number 6. Some scholars of the people of the book, i.e., Abdullah ibn Salam, testify that the revelation Allah revealed to you is the truth without doubt, and it guides towards the path of the Almighty, whom no one can beat, and who is praiseworthy in the world and the hereafter.
وقال الذين كفروا هل ندلكم على رجل ينبئكم إذا مزقتم كل ممزق إنكم لفي خلق جديد.
Verse number 7. Those who disbelieved in Allah say to one another in astonishment and mocking whatever the messenger, peace be upon him, brought, shall we lead you to a man who will tell you that when you die and decompose into pieces, you will be resurrected alive again? Beneficial points. 1. The knowledge of Allah is vast and encompasses everything. 2. It is permissible to emphasize information by taking an oath in front of one who denies it. 3. The people of knowledge have a virtue. 4. The idolaters' rejection of resurrection is a rejection of the power of Allah who created them.
أفترى على الله كذبا أم به جنة بل الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة في العذاب والضلال البعيد.
Verse number 8. And they said, has this man fabricated and attributed a lie to Allah, claiming that we shall be resurrected after we die, or is he insane, talking of nonsense? It is not as these people say. Rather, the reality is that those who do not believe in the hereafter will suffer a severe punishment on the Day of Judgment and are very far astray in the world.
أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنْ نَشَأْ نَخْسِفْ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضَ أَوْ نُسْقِطْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إن في ذلك لآية لكل عبد منيب.
Verse number 9. Do these rejectors of resurrection not see the earth that is in front of them and the sky that is above them? If I wished the earth beneath their feet to swallow them up, I would have caused it to happen. And if I wished to send down portions, pieces of the punishment from the heavens, I would have done so. Indeed, there is a clear sign in that, for every repentant servant, through which he witnesses the power of Allah. The one capable of doing that is also capable of resurrecting you after your death and the decomposition of your bodies.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي مَعَهُ طير وألنا له الحديد.
Verse number 10. And verily, I granted Dawood, peace be upon him, messengership and a kingdom. And I said to the mountains, O mountains, echo my glorification together with Dawood. And I said the same to the birds. I also made iron soft for him, so that he could make whatever tools he wanted with it.
أن اعمل سابغات وقدر في السرد واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون بصير.
Verse number 11. O Dawood, make an expansive armor, which will protect your soldiers from the attacks of their enemies, and make the rivets in proportion to the rings, so that they are not too fine, such that do not lodge in them, nor too thick, such that they do not fit in them either. And do good deeds. I'm watching over your actions. None of your actions are hidden from me, and I shall requite you for them.
وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَن يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَمَن يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ عَن أَمْرِنَا نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
Verse number 12. And I made the wind serviceable to Sulaiman, son of Dawood. It would blow the distance of a month in a morning, and the same distance in an evening. I also made springs of copper flow for him, so that he could make whatever he wanted from it, together with employing the jinn, who would work in front of him by the command of his Lord. Whichever of the jinn would deviate from whatever I commanded it to do, I would make it taste the punishment of a flaring fire.
يعملون له ما يشاء من محاريب وتماثيل وجفان كالجواب وقدور الراسيات اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور.
Verse number 13. These jinn constructed for him whatever he wanted from places of worship, palaces, lofty structures, and I said to them, O the family of Dawood, be grateful for the blessings I have bestowed upon you, because very few of my servants are grateful to me for the blessings I grant them.
فلما قضينا عليه الموت ما دلهم على موته إلا دابة الأرض تأكل من سأته فلما خر تبينت الجن أن لو كانوا يعلمون الغيب ما لبثوا في العذاب المهين.
Verse number 14. When we decreed to Sulaiman to die, the jinn did not realize he had passed away until the woodworms had eroded away the staff he was leaning on. When he fell, it became clear to the jinn that they do not know the unseen, ghaib, as if they did. They would have not remained subdued, continuing to carry out the difficult tasks imposed upon them. Beneficial points. 1. Allah honored his prophet Dawood with messengership and kingship by making the mountains and birds echo his glorification and by softening iron for him. 2. Allah honored his prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, with messengership and rule. 3. The blessings of Allah require gratitude to be shown for them. 4. Knowledge of the ghaib is exclusive to Allah, so there is no basis in the claim that the jinn or anyone else know anything from the ghaib.